Now, here's a ridiculous story, guys. This femon catfished a guy in Pakistan. Notice the nose ring, guys? Apparently, they met online. And this Pakistan guy was only 19 years of age. Then people have said that her pictures were a little bit doctored up. Yeah, I bet. To the point, probably, she looks nothing like that and is a lot younger. Anyway, this femon flew to Pakistan to meet her betrothed. And when the family met her, they said, no way. Not surprising. She's probably older than the 19-year-old boy's Pakistan mother. But she's refusing to leave Pakistan. And apparently her son is trying to get her back home. He says she has a mental issue. No kidding. Well, that accounts for most femons today. But this femon isn't that mental. She wants $100,000 by next week. And she wants $20,000 in cash now. Apparently it's to fix roads and things like that in Pakistan. Yeah, right. It's all just another scam. And of course the police have had to protect her and her visa run out. But they extended her visa. I mean, why in the hell did they do that? I don't know why femons just think they're owed money for no reason at all. Why don't they just slam her in jail, get a flight back to the United States, New York, I believe, and get her the hell out of the country? Look how much chaos and drama. And they've had a special mental team to check her out. How much is that costing? And this is just one femon to cause all this chaos. And apparently the 19-year-old Pakistani guy, they can't find him. Well, I'm not surprised. He'd probably run like hell. So that's the new scam of femons today, is it? Giving money to go away. Well, I don't know. Sounds like a pretty good one. I think a lot of men would pay for the femons to get out of their face. I'll put a link to the news down below, guys. You take it easy.